Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
I'm Rich Strappolino, and these are the tech headlines for the week that was. Nikkei Asian Review reports, according to sources, the chip maker TSMC stopped taking new orders from Huawei in order to comply with new export rules from the U.S. Department of Commerce. Last week, the DOC amended its export rules to require foreign chip makers using U.S. IP or equipment to obtain a license before selling to Huawei. Huawei is TSMC's number two customer, behind Apple, accounting for 15 to 20% of company revenue. In a letter to customers, Apple retail chief Deirdre O'Brien announced that Apple has now reopened 100 retail locations globally, with plans to open up more than 25 additional stores in the United States. Reopened stores will perform temperature checks on employees, require face masks for employees and customers, limit occupancy to maintain social distance, and stores will be deep cleaned nightly. Some stores will also offer curbside pickup and drop-off. In a keynote speech at Microsoft's Build conference, CEO Satya Nadella announced that Microsoft has built one of the world's most powerful supercomputers in Azure, which will tackle huge AI problems exclusively for OpenAI. The 285,000 processor supercomputer, designed for machine learning applications, aims to build safe artificial general intelligence. Microsoft has invested $1 billion into OpenAI last year, and the terms of the deal require Microsoft to eventually become OpenAI's only source of computing. Microsoft also announced new features for Chromium Edge, including Pinterest suggestions and sidebar search. Businesses are getting new syncing and customization options, easier switching between work and personal profiles, and Windows Information Protection support. Edge recently passed Firefox in market share to become the second most popular desktop browser after Chrome, according to Net Applications. Microsoft hasn't rolled out the new browser as a Windows update yet, and a source tells VentureBeat that the company was planning to start last month, but is taking a measured approach. Microsoft launched a Windows Package Manager for installing software from the command line. Users can type winget install and the name of the software, like Zoom or Steam, to have it installed on Windows. Software has to be listed in the Microsoft-maintained repository, which is still growing. That repository does not yet include the Windows Store, but does include some software not in the store. Windows Package Manager is open source, letting other package managers leverage the repository. Facebook announced the launch of Shops that lets businesses set up free storefronts on Facebook and Instagram. Third-party services like Shopify, BigCommerce, and Woo will power the shops. Facebook will make its money offering advertising, payments, and other services to the shops. Shops will appear on Facebook pages, Instagram profiles, and in stories or ads. Shops is available now on Facebook in the U.S. and coming to Instagram in the U.S. this summer. Amazon Game Studios released its first big-budget game title, Crucible, a free-to-play shooter with multiple modes. It shows you in an over-the-top third-person view with a large, open, objective-based map. Harvester Command is an 8-versus-8 struggle over resources. Heart of the Hives is a 4-on-4 mode with giant monsters that spawn periodically on the map. And Alpha Hunters is a 16-player mode with 2-person teams. If your teammate dies during the match, you can form a temporary alliance with any other solo player, which will last until the game is down to 3 people. The Joe Rogan Experience will arrive globally on Spotify September 1st and become exclusive to Spotify sometime after that, thanks to a multi-year agreement. Rogan's YouTube channel will remain live, but will stop hosting full episodes. Facebook announced the rollout of new alert tools in Messenger that will display warnings for messages that appear to come from either financial scammers or potential child abusers, as well as provide tips and encourage you to block the sender. A machine learning system looks at message metadata, not messages content, to determine if a message is suspect, meaning it will work with end-to-end encrypted secret conversations in Messenger. The system will look at things like an adult user sending messages to large groups of minors, sending messages between users without a connecting social graph, or if that user has been blocked by many other users as potential signals. The feature has been rolling out to Android since March and is now starting on iOS. Amazon launched a food delivery service in Bangalore, India, creatively named Amazon Food. The service has been testing service with select restaurant partners in Bangalore to Amazon employees since late last year. Ordering through Amazon Food is available through the main Amazon app, with local restaurants and cloud kitchens required to pass a high hygiene certification bar. Apple and Google have made their exposure notifications API live for the public. Health agencies can now use the API in apps for Android and iOS. The companies say many U.S. states and 22 countries have been provided API access. This is phase one, where the system works in apps themselves only. Phase 2 would work at the OS level and not require an app to be downloaded in order to work. Google and Apple are in conversation with public health authorities about what system-level features will be useful in Phase 2. Meanwhile, The Guardian sources say the UK's National Health Service contact tracing app for COVID-19, currently in trial on the Isle of Wight, will not be deployed until sometime in June. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock previously said last week it would roll out in mid-May. And finally, Google added a number of accessibility updates, including Google Maps now featuring an accessible places option. An icon will show wheelchair accessible entrances to locations and additional accessible seating, restrooms, or parking. Google also updated Live Transcribe on Android to vibrate when someone says a user's name. Sound Amplifier for the hearing impaired users now supports Bluetooth headphones. And Google launched Action Blocks in the Play Store to create one-press home screen buttons for multi-step tasks on Android. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.